USAA is proudly celebrating 100 years of serving the military community. It was a group of soldiers who launched USAA in 1922 by joining together to insure each other's vehicles when no one else would. Since then, USAA has grown to more than 13 million members strong. And through it all, one thing has remained. USAA is still serving the military community and their families. Find out more at usaa.com/100.
I'm Mike Lewis. Coming up on The Veteran's Voice, I'll be co-hosting with Mount Carmel's Executive Director, Bob McLaughlin. We're going to be introducing the new board chairman, Jim Hannon. Also, Vets and Pets, 5K. It's coming up.
And hot! Welcome to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA. Veteran's Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, originating from the Optum Podcast Studios, in partnership with podcast channel sponsors, Medicare mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, Wirenut Home Services. And now, here's your host, Mike Lewis.
The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA, coming to you from the Optum Podcast Studio, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Mike Lewis, your host, and once a month, we bring in our executive director of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center to co-host with me. It's our pleasure to welcome back to the microphone, Bob McLaughlin.
Oh, it's great to be here.
All right, Bob, and you have a special guest, and we're going to kind of take these next couple of segments and talk to the gentleman you brought in. Please do the introductions.
So our new board chair, Colonel, retired United States Air Force, Jim Hannon, great American. He's also actually wearing his Air Force attire today, his polo from the academy. Very exciting. So Jim and I go way back, probably even when I was serving on active duty here in Colorado Springs, which was 09. So we have a long relationship of both having passion to serve our nation on active duty and continue to serve after that. And now that Jim's the chair, we're going to continue to do more here in the community to help those who have served.
Well, Jim, it's a pleasure. Thank you for making time, and we're excited to have you as part of the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center team.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Well, Bob, you are excited to have Jim with us on the team, and you invited him in for this show. What do you want to share with everyone?
Well, I think, you know, our common experiences in serving, you know, Mount Carmel is a military transition is one of our specialties. We both transitioned from the Air Force and the Army, respectively. And, you know, that's something we clearly would like to talk about. And then I'd like Jim to share his experiences in this community and how he sees his role as the chairman of the board moving forward from Mount Carmel. So the other thing that's important is we both value family, right? And we know, everybody knows who has served, that our spouses are critical in our lives, and mm-hmm. both of us are fortunate to have spouses who stayed with us and continue to stay with us.
Yes.
So we probably want to talk a little bit about the impact of our ladies that have supported us both on active duty and as we transitioned out.
All right. Jim, just to introduce you to our audience very quickly, would you just give us the highlights overview of your Air Force career?
Okay, I joined the Air Force while I was still in high school, my senior year, delayed enlistment, and became an aircraft maintenance technician and did that for 4 years before I cross-trained to be a flight engineer in 130s. Did that for 5 years, finished my college at night, and on the weekends became, and then crossed over to the dark side, became an officer and did that for 24 more years for a total of 33. I only went in for 4 years thinking, oh, I'll just go in for 4 years because my parents couldn't pay for the college, and all right, I'll get out and do something then. But it just kind of was easier to stay on the train, you know, and just continue on with my career. And then, as Bob indicated, I retired in 09. And had the challenge of transitioning from, you know, what I had known all my life. I'm a third generation military guy, and grandfather mm-hmm. served in the Navy, my dad served in the Air Force, and then I went in the military. So I was very apprehensive about getting out.
What a great career! Thank you for your service.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
And you ended at last station, duty station, Colorado Springs.
That's exactly right. I was at NORAD Northcom, retired from there in 09, and then started looking for a JOB, and usually most of us end up working for a government contractor. Not bad. Mm-hmm. Just I was expecting that, and ended up getting a job at USAA and loved it there.
And we thank USAA for being a lead sponsor of the Veterans Voice. So
great company.
Absolutely. And if you are in the military and you don't have USAA as your insurance company, this is a plug I'm going to put in for them. You should at least give them a call.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. I think that's a good place for a plug.
All right. Well, Jim, oh, by the way, were you I have to ask, the reason I'm asking this question, my dad, Air Force pilot, we were stationed in Colorado Springs as I was a kid growing up three different times. So we moved, came back. Did you have that experience, or was that a one and done for Colorado Springs?
Yeah, Mike, I did not. I had never been stationed here before. I was actually planning on retiring in Texas.
Oh, okay.
And we'd already looked at some property down around Austin Lake and Travis Lake, and then ended up getting stationed here. And we moved my in-laws here. My father-in-law had Parkinson's. We couldn't move them anymore. I ended up retiring here. But it was not on the list. I had not been here before, Mike. But once we got here, oh, my gosh, you know, I mean, everybody who retires here, I mean, they know the reason. It's not just the great, you know, environment. But it's a very military-rich community, yeah. Very supportive in many ways. And so, yeah, we have our roots here now.
Well, it's great to have you part of our community. Bob?
Well, let me talk about Jim a little more because it's really what it's all about here today. So when our relationship first started and he was at USAA, it was great to watch him and Kent Fortune. Kent's a great American who's been doing great things in the community. Him and Stephanie are fantastic people. And to watch the team there, like, I would have the opportunity to go over to USA, talk to Jim, talk to Kent, and then to, you know, would go Friday afternoons. And Jim, you know, you could tell his leadership ability. He'd be, I would say, bouncing around the headquarters of USA. He knew everybody's name. He made special trips to say hi to everybody. He stopped everyone in the hallway and spoke to them as if they were his friends. It was pretty remarkable. I knew that he had a gift, and I said, look, we, you know, as I started Mount Carmel, I'm like, this guy's special, and we've got to get working more with him. And here we are today, years later, and he's now the board chair of Mount Carmel, and I would give that a hallelujah.
I would say it's a win-win-win. We're going to continue in just a couple of moments. Every season brings a new strain on your home systems. Veterans Voice partner, the Wirenut Home Services, is here, and you can count on the Wirenut to help you with your heating, cooling, and electrical needs. Family-owned, proud to employ honest, hardworking Coloradans. When you need plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical help, the Wirenut Home Services, plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical, the Wirenut, they have your back. Let's go ahead and continue with our guest, Jim Hannon. We just heard about your great leadership skills, and I can just see talking to you just the last few minutes that you've been here. You've got great things planned.
I've been on the board for a while, but I don't know a lot about the processes. I don't know enough about all the different board members or the trustees. So my first step is to do one-on-ones with the trustees and the other board members and get their thoughts on things, to meet more of the Mount Carmel staff. I've been around the building several times, but I really don't know them. So similar to, as to what Bob talked about earlier, that I would do at USAA almost every day was walk around and just kind of get a pulse of the people and know their lives to some degree. And then I, as a result, I'm able to build relationships. And once I have that, then I can better determine what needs to be done, if anything, what tweaks, what refinements. So that's kind of my approach right now, Mike.
All right. We're going to continue in just a couple of moments. Just very quickly, want to remind everyone, when that time comes to think about your Medicare options, and yes, it will come one day, get in touch with Medicare Mentors. Medicare Mentors, they're powered by Spark. Veteran-owned Medicare Mentors, longstanding Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center partner, and the Veterans Voice podcast channel partner. More than that, they go above and beyond to make sure that when you need them, they're lending a helping hand. They're here for you. Have any questions about Medicare? There's one place you want to turn to. It's Medicare Mentors. Again, powered by Spark, going above and beyond. You can find out more by going to MedicareMentorsLLC.com. Well, Bob, I can just see why you're so excited to have Jim as the new chairman of the board here at Mount Carmel.
When you look at Jim's history, enlisted Air Force, went mm-hmm. to become an officer. You know, when you study history, many of our great leaders that transitioned from the enlisted to officer were some of our best, mm-hmm. That understood how the troops came through hardships and then grew to lead them. And I think it makes an impact on your life post-military to have both of those experiences. Obviously, you know, Jim knows that. And I think it's what makes him a good leader. And I think as we move forward with Mount Carmel, we've got so much work to be done to help more people. You know, our priorities, make sure no one falls through the cracks, right? We want to make sure that anyone in need gets services that they need. We want to build partnerships. And clearly, as the board chair, Jim will be an integral part in reaching out to help with additional partners. We need fuel for the engine, obviously. So those who want to support us and leaning on the board chair to help with that is a big deal for us. Speaking of partners, you know, we just were announced as the State Veteran Business Outreach Center, right? It's a pretty significant growth opportunity for us to help entrepreneur veterans and small business owners or veterans that want to do that. So as we grow, clearly the relationship between Jim and myself is going to be critical as I do the tactical work of executing Mount Carmel and he's thinking strategically with the board on what are the next moves, how do we grow partners, how do we get more people to support. It'll be a good marriage of focus on making this thing even better.
We're going to continue from the Optum Podcast Studio in just a couple of moments. You're listening to The Veteran's Voice.
You're listening to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wirenut Home Services.
The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA and the Optum Podcast Studio, continues. By the way, if you'd like to reach out to Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, pick up the phone, call 719-772-7000. We are here to support you. We're going to continue now with our Executive Director, Bob McLaughlin, who is helping co-host this version of the Veteran's Voice. And at the beginning of this conversation, we were talking about spouses. All three of us on mic right now are married, and I know for a fact I could not do what I did in my military career without my spouse being supportive and being there to help, and I'm sure the same is true for both you gentlemen.
Well, absolutely, and we celebrated Military Spouse Appreciation Day last week, and this month is dedicated to military spouses and families. Mm-hmm. We actually at Mount Carmel have a specific spouse employment coordinator that we try to help military spouses and kids get employment because it's so important that the value of our spouses is appreciated in the community and with employment. But beyond that, you know, we all know that when it comes to a military family, especially at Mount Carmel, when I deal with a vet, I clearly want to deal with the family, right? Because it's the family unit that deals with deployments. It's the family unit that deals with separations, works through tragedy, and then on active duty. And then more important, it's the family that separates together. And our mantra is veterans, military, and families. And I always say big family, because that's the most important thing. And specifically with spouses, you know, if you talk to my wife, Cindy, you know, we have five children, and the deployments that I went on, you know, it's funny when you tell the stories, I left her with five kids and from ages, you know, 2 months to eight, you know, and that's a amazing feat to be able to do that. You know, I'd panic if I was left alone for the weekend, right? And, you know, she did it, you know, and she represents so many of our spouses, men and women out there that anchor the family, you know, both, you know, Jim being a veteran and myself, whether it's Air Force or Army, we say we enlist the service member, but retain the family. And that's true in anything we do as veterans, that we got to always take care of the family, mm-hmm. not just the veteran, not just the service member.
And here at Mount Carmel, we do take care of the family, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely, we do. And I'll echo a couple of things that Bob mentioned. It's a challenge. You know, we as we move through our careers, you know, our spouses are there for us. And it's difficult. I've had some wreckage, and we've had some difficult times. But, you know, you can always – Bob used the word anchor. Mm-hmm. It's so true. It's a great analogy. And, you know, the kids – I was a brat as I was growing up, and we moved a lot. We lived in Turkey. We lived in different places around the U.S., et cetera, many schools, three high schools for myself, three high schools for our twins. Our daughter at the time, going from junior to senior year, was, you know, it was, oh my God, her life is over, you know, kind of thing. And she turned out just fine. But yeah, our spouses go through all of that, you know, and as the adage goes, you know, we often find that while we're deployed, the car breaks down or the refrigerator doesn't work or whatever it is, you know, and they deal with it. And I guess not least of which is really the job situation. We go from place to place to place, and it's like you either start off new or, as my wife did after many moves, she just finally started her own business, you know, kind of just working on her own out of the house because it was, you know, you don't have to stop and restart again. Yeah, the spouses are so important, and as Bob mentioned, this month is Military Spouse Appreciation Month. Last week was the Military Spouse Appreciation Day. And, yeah, it's just we can't say enough about our spouses. And Mount Carmel has services. You know, it's veteranscenter.org, but it's for the spouses and the children as well that need any assistance at all. So if a spouse has any challenges or their kids have any challenges, then just walk right in. If you don't know what you need, just come in and go, hey, I have some challenges, and they'll put you with the person that can help the most. So that's kind of what I'd end this on as far as the spouses go at Mount Carmel.
Well, it's been said many times, the spouse serves too, and it's absolutely true.
So true.
In so many different ways. We'll continue in just a couple of moments. Imagine never having to worry about your information systems ever again. Colorado Computer Support, the exclusive Veterans Voice technology partner, they meet all of our, and they can meet your computing needs. Colorado Computer Support, they are veteran-owned on your team for innovative, collaborative IT services and solutions. They can help you enhance your business. They can support you if you're having any kind of issues. Get them on your team. We're talking about Colorado Computer Support. Go online, coloradosupport.com. Both of you gentlemen, very well said about the spouses, the service that they provide. And it for the members who go on a deployment, having that peace of mind, if they have children, knowing that the spouse is able to basically keep the home running while they're off doing a mission.
Absolutely. You know, when you know, we used to laugh when we'd be focused at deployment, you know, aside from the inherent danger of being in a combat zone, you know, we took care of each other, focused on the mission, and not that it was easy, and there was always challenges, but it was a set routine. We would joke, who's got it a more challenging job right now, us or the families at home?
Yes, true.
Right, and often, you know, when your spouse is, if you're in a leadership position, they are volunteering to help other members of the organization as they're helping their own family. So not only are they taking care of the anchoring the family, they're helping the bigger family, the unit, which is pretty significant.
Well, Jim, in the few moments that we have left, as you have assumed your new board chair job here at Mount Carmel, I know you've been with us for a long time. You have a couple of things on the top of your list that you're excited to tackle, or you know, you have a dream that you know, that's percolating in the back of your mind that you're wanting to maybe see bring to light.
Yeah, there's two things. One, I want to get the board more involved. We have some very good people on our board, and they've been around the community for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I want to try to understand more about their depth of skills and what they'd be best to help with. And then two, a lot of people don't think about it, but planned giving. You know, whether you write in your will for a trust or something like that. Mount Carmel is one of those organizations that is can really benefit from giving, and most of the dollars that are provided go directly to support of the veterans and their families. So that's the second item I wanted to try to focus on, is making sure that folks that, you know, are a little older like me and that they at least think about the planned giving to Mount Carmel, should that be a charity that they believe in. It's just not much thought about. Thank you.
Okay. No, we look forward to seeing the wonderful things you and the board is going to do working with Bob McLaughlin and the team here at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center.
Thank you.
Bob, I can tell Mount Carmel's in good hands with Jim being on the chair of the board.
Oh, it'll be fantastic. Jim's already made an impact in his vision and talking to people and motivating people. Actually, he reached out to one of our staff members after a board meeting to give her some accolades, which was very, very well received, and it just demonstrates his leadership. So, I mean, I foresee a lot more of that coming for people that deserve a little bit of credit for their hard work.
A lot of good people at Mount Carmel. Everybody I've met is just an A-team kind of level.
There are many things about the military that I love and admire, but leadership is one of the key things that during my time in service, you are taught from basically the day you go in, whether it's enlisted, because I was enlisted and then commissioned, you are taught to be a leader. You are taught to help the person behind you, because you never know what you may be in a situation where you're called into leadership. So I love the leadership that's coming from you, Jim. Just love it. Thank you.
Well, Bob is the one that we're blessed to have as the leader. I don't want him to get the big head or anything here, but man, he has just been fantastic leading this organization.
Absolutely. We love coming to work for Bob here at Mount Carmel every day. Very quickly, just want to remind you that we do come to you from the Optum Podcast Studio. Optum and Mountain View Medical Group, they are here in the Colorado Springs Pikes Peak region offering 20 clinics to help you with primary and specialty care doctors. They provide quality, patient-centered care backed by Optum's industry-leading health services and technology. They're here to help you. So if you need a physical, you've got an issue that you want to address, get in touch with some of the physicians and the healthcare providers at Optum. You go to optumcare.com/Colorado to learn more, and you can get your appointment scheduled today. That's optumcare.com/Colorado. Well, gentlemen, we're coming to the end of our time. We'll have you back again. Any final thoughts from either one of you?
Well, it's Celtics against the against Miami Heat tonight, actually. I'm a big Celtics fan, so let's hope that the Celtics can come out with a victory and come to Denver for the championship against the Nuggets.
Yeah, they won last night. That was great.
Pleasure. We'll get you back on again soon. You're welcome. In just a couple of moments, we'll find out what's on the calendar here at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center.
You're listening to The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wirenut Home Services.
Veterans Voice continues. Presented by USAA from the Optum Podcast Studio, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Just a quick reminder, Veterans Voice is heard every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern, Saturday 8 a.m. Eastern, and Sunday 10 p.m. Eastern on Wreaths Across America Radio, available on the iHeartRadio app, Odyssey app. In fact, pretty much anywhere where you get your favorite podcast, you can find us. Also go to the TuneIn app. We want to thank Wreaths Across America Radio. Another way that you can listen to the Veteran's Voice. All right, Justina Baker is with us. She is the volunteer coordinator and co-event planner, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. And I understand you have a lot of things coming up on the agenda that you'd like to share. It's good to see you.
I do, and thank you for sharing this Memorial Day weekend with us. We really appreciate you, and volunteers are what we need more of. So let me put that out there. We really appreciate you, and if you've served, thank you for your service.
Absolutely. All right, so what would you like to talk about first, Justina?
We have so many amazing events coming up. We're so blessed. We have the Angel Run coming up, which is on 529. We have the Pueblo Golf Tournament coming up, which is June 2nd. The Vets and Pets 5K. It's going to be so amazing. I'm so excited. And that's going to happen on June 3rd. So we're getting people registered right now for that. And we need volunteers.
Speaking of that, for the benefit of those folks who are listening on KRDO News Radio, thank you very much. We're going to continue this podcast talking about the event you just talked about in detail, and you can listen on your favorite podcast platform. So thank you for promoting that. We'll go into more details. But again, you say you need volunteers to help?
We do. We need volunteers. So even if you've served, if you've never served, if you're a spouse of somebody that's served, I mean, we just need help. So we can't do this without you. A lot of people put in time and energy just to support our vets and everything that they've done. We want to give back. So the best way to give back to a community is time. right? Because time is something you can't get back, and it's more precious than anything. So for our volunteers that have been helping us, man, thank you so much. And if you want to volunteer, please feel free to call us or come by Mount Carmel. Our phone number is 719-772-7000. Like I said, we can't do this without you.
And we really do appreciate everyone's that has reached out and helped Mount Carmel do the mission. There's some good information on the website, too, about events that are coming up and volunteer opportunities.
That's right. All the information is there. You can reach out for Justina Baker or Linda Sink, and just hit us up there. And we've got all the information there on how you can help, how you can give, how you can donate if you're a business that wants to donate, support the vets. I mean, this is a big retirement community. And even if you're currently serving, we need all the help we can get.
You want to give us just a little snapshot about vets and pets before we'll dive into it more on the podcast side, but go ahead. Tell us a little bit about this event.
So it's going to be at Norris Penrose. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that area, but we do a lot of stuff up there. A lot of people are familiar with it because of the rodeo, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a 5K. Bring your animal, bring your dog. If you don't have a dog, that's okay too. If you love pups, man, what a place to come to a 5K. It's going to be music playing, a lot of excitement, and just a good way to support our veterans and run a 5K.
All right. Now, I can't wait to find out more about this upcoming event in just a couple of minutes. Anything else on the agenda that you'd like to talk about, Justina, that, you know, over the next couple of weeks?
Well, I mean, we've got food distros coming up. Mm-hmm. Again, that's always how Linda says, a hand up instead of a hand out.
Right.
So we're constantly doing things like that. We've got a bowling tournament coming up, the rodeo. We've got more parades coming. 4th of July is going to be a big parade. I mean, the events keep coming. As soon as Linda and I joined forces, wow, this thing just exploded and got really crazy and fun. So, you know, we just want to encourage everybody to come and have fun with us, volunteer, or just join in on the fun and support our veterans.
Well, thank you so much for everything you and Linda do. We will, again, just for the benefit, one more time, for those who are listening on KRDO News Radio, thank you so much. You can continue listening to the podcast version of The Veteran's Voice. We are available anywhere where you get your podcast. So, Justina, don't go away. We're going to continue on the podcast side in just a moment.
Thank you for all you do.
You're very welcome. You're listening to The Veteran's Voice.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Veterans, note the upcoming August 10th date to apply for PACT Act benefits. The law that expands benefits for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxics while serving. Apply by then, and VA will likely backdate your benefits to the date of the bill signing, August 10th, 2022. Go to va.gov/PACT.
You've been listening to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and originates from the Optum Podcast Studio, located on the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center campus in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The podcast channel is provided by Medicare Mentors. Computing power is provided by technology partner Colorado Computer Support. Additional funding is provided by supporting partner the Wirenut Home Services. Veterans Voice airs on flagship station KRDO News Radio Sundays at 7:30 a.m. The podcast publishes Saturday at 8 a.m. and is available on all your favorite podcast apps.